This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh my goodness, we have a fun hour ahead on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Tell you what I am going to cover, something that may seem like it isn't of interest to you, but it's a very interesting topic, and it has to do with an R&B singer by the name of R. Kelly. And I'm just telling you, it's an interesting topic to me. I've been watching this show that they've been doing on him. I think it's called, like, Destroying R. Kelly. It is amazing what this guy got away with and all the factors that allowed it to occur. And it's a definition of liberalism. So I want to share that with you. Bezos in the news. It was last week. It's old news now. The largest divorce in the history of mankind. Maybe the largest in forever. I don't know how much money you can lose. Maybe we'll get to that. Bill Clinton thrown under the bus. Another one of these little mini dramas that they have on, you know, what they call mini series about Bill Clinton. Why'd that come to be? Sheriff Israel in Broward County, he was in the news. I mean, a lot of stuff. But I want to begin with a story of capitalism. It's in China. I can't help but chuckle because it's a funny story. Here, I'll read this. Workers from a Chinese company have been forced to crawl on the street after failing to reach their annual targets. You got to see the video. These people are in black. I don't know why. It's like the uniform of the company. And they're crawling in the middle of traffic. And male supervisors are walking behind. I don't know whether we should have all been male. I guess, you know, China is a patriarchal country. But yeah, these people are crawling in through the middle of traffic because they didn't hit their annual target. And so there was an outcry among internet viewers that saw this. I'm actually surprised that the Chinese government let it be seen. Man, they said the staff were on all fours as they made their way through busy traffic in Tianjin, according to local reports. Pedestrians of the city in eastern China were shocked by the scene as they stopped to watch the employees moving forward on hands and knees. And I thought, boy, if this were capitalism in America, it would probably be considered acceptable. They hate capitalism. I think, how would it be? Think about it. So would they be mad because it's the employees? Are they mad because it's all men? What if it were women that were, you know, making men crawl in the middle of traffic because they missed their earnings numbers? What then? I don't have anything more in this story other than just speculation of what ifs, these what if scenarios. Can you imagine a U.S.-based company saying, listen, you missed your target. We're going to go out in the street and everybody's going to crawl. Whoa. Look, this is too much for the sensibility of the Chinese, and they're pretty laid-back folks compared to us, right? Man. Here's another interesting story. Interesting for one reason and one reason only, because I still have a kid inside of me, no matter what my age. And I'm going to read this. And my producer's already snickering because they know the story. I want you guys to figure out what part is funny. Okay? People listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, contact me, kjradio.com or 844-551-8255 if you find the humor in this story. Now, here it is. In a joint effort between the Baltimore Police Department, I don't want to give it away and chuckle, the Southwestern Regional Police Department in York County, Pennsylvania, and the U.S. Marshals, my man identified as Anthony Doodoo Bud Ward was arrested in connection with a shooting that stemmed from a road rage incident. Baltimore police said around 5:30 p.m. on October 30th, Officers responded to the 3600 block of Frederick Road for a reported shooting where officers found a 20-year-old man suffering from gunshot wounds. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Baltimore police said a preliminary investigation showed the shooting stemmed from an incident in the 400 block of Yale Avenue when a man riding a dirt bike hit the victim's vehicle, causing damage. Citywide shooting, that's a company, detectives investigated the incident and determined that Ward, that would be Doodoo Butt, was a shooting suspect. Okay, I may have given it away, but there is a funny part of the story. Now, here's what's really funny, and you guys have heard me talk about this a time before. Nicknames. Okay? Nicknames. When I was a kid growing up, I didn't even realize this. Black folks, we are all given nicknames. I never had a nickname. I wouldn't accept it. The only nickname I've ever had, I shouldn't say never, my great-grandfather called me Buck. Because that was one of his best friends, and he called my other brother Don. It was the only way he could tell us apart. So he, even though we're 15 months apart, he would call me Buck and my brother Don because those are his two best friends. And so my family would all, hey, Buck, get over here. And I would like lash out at him. But my great grandfather, whom I respected to the nth degree, could call me whatever he wanted. And I lovingly answered to Buck when he called me. But my point is, that was the only nickname I ever had, and I never used it widely. It was only with my great-grandfather. So I got arrested once for identity theft, and they asked me, you got any nicknames? I'm like, hey, what's your name? I said, Kevin Jackson. They go, well, you have any other names you go by? No, Kevin Jackson. You have like a street name? And I go, no, my name is Kevin. I go by Kevin Jackson. And so the cops, I swear, they asked me this like five times, and I finally said, look, guys, I don't have any other nicknames. Some people will call me Kev from time to time. Some people call me KJ. But I don't have like a street name. So stop asking me this stupid question. But Doodoo Butt, come on. Seriously? How do you get a nickname Doodoo Butt? KJ, I get, right? Kevin Jackson. Shorten my name, Kevin to Kev, I get. Buck, I get it. It's, you know, my great-grandfather had a best friend. That was his thing, right? I get. But Doodle Butt, I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. How do you get called Doodle Butt? You know what Monkey Butt is. You guys know what Monkey Butt is, right? When you don't wipe your butt good enough and you're a guy and you got hair. You know what I'm saying, right? Monkey Butt. I didn't even know what Monkey Butt was until I was in my 30s. Heard somebody use the term and went, what's monkey butt? They explained it. Monkey's, you know, hairy butt. So anyway, how do you get a nickname Doodoo Butt? And why do you accept it? Why do you accept the nickname Doodoo Butt? Wow, we got to take a break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No. Someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Doodle Butt. Woo! How about that for a nickname, huh? Doodle Butt. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. Doodle Butt shot and tried to kill somebody on a road, a dirt bike, caused damage to a car. Then dude gets mad that he hits the car with the dirt bike, and Doodle Butt shoots him. That's the dude's nickname. His name is Ward, something Ward. Anthony Ward. Yeah, you know, and get this, he was wanted on a first-degree murder charge in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania, just to cap off the story of Doodle Butt. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk to you about right now. I want to talk about the ironic nature of Jeff Bezos. The man who wanted to bring down Trump with sleaze is being brought down by sleaze. Think the ex-Mrs. Bezos is going to have trouble finding men? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The soon-to-be former Ms. Bezos, Mrs. Bezos, Ms. whatever she determines her name to be, and she can make it whatever she wants, because this chick is going to be worth about $70 billion. Cutting his wealth in half,
Jeff Bezos will still be likely the richest dude on the planet, or he's going to be in the top three, and his wife will be right there with him because she's getting half. Somebody asked me, did she earn that half? I was like, don't know, don't care. You know what I like seeing? I like seeing Jeff Bezos get knocked down to size. The government isn't doing it. The government's not knocking down his net worth. He's growing, growing, growing. This is a guy a decade and a half ago, they were saying Amazon can never make up its market cap. And now it's the wealthiest company in the world, I think, right? Next to Apple, or maybe did it? I think it surpassed Apple. I know this. I saw a story that said 49% of the online business now goes to Amazon.com. That's scary for a guy that does not believe in your ideology, a guy who thinks of himself as a god. $140 billion, give or take. Yeah. Somewhere between $130 and $145 billion, $150 billion is what this guy is worth. Is there a cap? From my perspective, make as much as you want. But that's a lot of money. I mean, you would think leftists would be attacking this guy with vigor. And now that we find out he's having an affair with Lauren Sanchez, was it worth it, I ask you? I thought Tiger Woods' ex-wife made out like a bandit. And now this? Michelangelo, where's he when you need him? Because this chick is a work of art. I mean, holy cow. $70 billion she's worth. I want to see her on a canvas. I'm talking about Lauren Sanchez. Yeah, I'm not talking about Ms. Bezos. Lauren Sanchez. Because, as my friends would say, there ain't no kind of naughty that's worth that. Okay? Jeff Bezos, for all intents and purposes, could have bought himself a country and had every woman in it. But he chose Lauren Sanchez. I had to go look at her to see what this woman was about. And I'm going to put it out there. Just to look at her, I'm going, what was the big deal? I don't quite understand it, Jeff. You could have had 50 Lauren Sanchez, and they would have thrown in a couple of Rodriguez's just for shiggles. Wow. Jeff Bezos, they said, was sending his mistress sleazy text messages and gushing love notes in the spring of last year, months before Bezos and his wife announced on Twitter that they were separating. Let me tell you what happened. Bezos struggled a long time, and then he got money. And he decided, you know what? I don't like this woman no more. So he found him one that was ready to gushy gooey over him. And he spent some money. He spent $70 billion to buy himself a Lauren Sanchez. I mean, that's really, if you look at it, that's what he did. He purchased Lauren Sanchez, $70 billion. Good for him. Wow. And Lauren Sanchez was the wife of a Hollywood talent agent, a guy named Patrick Whitesell. And so I guess they began their affair sometime in 2018 because they were talking about, you know, when this all occurred, as if it mattered. But they said in one message obtained by the Inquirer, Bezos wrote, "I love you, alive girl. I will show you with my body and my lips and my eyes. And my eyes very soon." Woo! I tell you what, Robert Frost, move over. You know, that's some poetry right there. Yeah, that's some poetry. In another Pillow Talk exchange on May 13th, this guy writes, the horn dog billionaire. Horn dog billionaire. "I want to smell you. I want to breathe you in. I want to hold you tight. I want to kiss your lips. I love you. I am in love with you." Wow. After I read it, I took a second look at Lauren. Because, you know, sometimes you don't see people the way you should. You need a dude worth $140 billion to frame it and put it in perspective what a $70 billion woman looks like. Let me tell you what. I know dudes that have a lot less money that can work out an arrangement. Shoot. I mean, I'm not telling people how to live their lives, but I'm just saying if Bezos really, he could have gone to his wife. I don't know his wife's name. He could have gone there and said, "Hey, honey, look, things are working out, but you know, we're at each other's throats. Why don't you get yourself a boyfriend? I'll get myself a girlfriend, and we'll leave things intact. If that was an option, look, with leftists, it's all an option. 70 bill. Or, I'm just, for all intents and purposes, because look, he's keeping it a secret anyway. I mean, that's what he was doing. He's texting and all this, don't look at my texts or whatever. I'm just saying, he could have gone to his wife and said, hey, look, I'm kind of digging on this chick, Lawrence. His wife would have looked at Lauren and went, well, she's not all that. Okay, well, look, Jeff, if she makes you happy, go for it. I'm just saying, versus costing him $70 billion. And then, look, it's not all about the money. Y'all, there are people out there, Kevin Woods, is all about the money, man? He's in love, dude. I told you guys, I read a quote from a friend of mine the other day where, what was it? He said, the real love. I forget, it was funny, though, at the time. I can't remember it, but it made me laugh. Real love. Maybe the dude was in love with a robot or something. He's like, who are we to step on a person's love? Not me. A lawyer representing Bezos claimed to the Inquirer that it is widely known that her name is Mackenzie, and Mackenzie Bezos had been, quote, long separated. I don't believe it. Look, if you've got $140 billion and you're long separated, you could just end it. End it. I mean, you're the biggest lottery winner in the world. I mean, I'm just saying, from a capitalist point of view, he couldn't win a lottery bigger than his wealth. Oh, Jeff Bezos plays a Super Bowl. How much is it? You could win $8.4 billion. What, $320 million? Whatever it is, Jeff would go, that's walking around money for me. I don't need to win the lotto. Wow. But what's funny to me, the irony that it's sleaze that took down the dude who wanted to take down Donald Trump with sleaze. And the National Enquirer broke the story. God bless America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is monitoring the situation in Syria after a suicide bomb attack. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack, and at least two U.S. soldiers have been killed. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin tells Fox News it's no coincidence this attack by ISIS took place when the United States says they're planning on withdrawing troops.
I think it's just as deliberate, just as purposeful today. I spent a long time meeting with the president a couple weeks ago on this topic, and he's certainly very focused. This is deliberate. This is not spontaneous.
Attorney General nominee William Barr's Senate confirmation hearing is in day two. Former Attorney General John Ashcroft tells Fox News that Barr is devoted to the Constitution.
When he said he wouldn't be bullied by the Congress or the press or the president, he was really signaling that his orientation is to the law and the rule of law and principles.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I know this next topic, it may seem a little weird for you guys, but it's on so many levels, it explains politics in America. And it has to do with a guy named R. Kelly. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Now, if you don't know who R. Kelly is, it's probably because you're white. Because R. Kelly, if you're black, this dude was a prolific R&B singer back in the 90s. And, I mean, just a hit machine. If you know the song, I Believe I Can Fly, he wrote that song. And it was iconic. I mean, it's used everywhere. This guy has made a fortune. He married a young girl by the name of Aaliyah at a young age. And Aaliyah died in a plane crash, probably lucky for her. But they've been doing a mini-series about him. I don't know what to call it, but it was like a 5 or 6 part series. And it was called Surviving R. Kelly. And here's what I'm going to read a piece of the story. Because he worked with a lot of people and they're now beginning to apologize for having worked with him. So here's what it says. After facing backlash for her silence, Lady Gaga apologized late Wednesday for her 2013 duet with R. Kelly and spoke out in support of all women who have accused the rapper of sexual assault. He's not a rapper. The singer, 32, collaborated with R. Kelly on the track Do What You Want With My Body. The song, it was made during a dark time, they put that in quotes, in her life, she said in a statement posted on Twitter. She vowed to remove the song from iTunes and other streaming services to support the women who have spoken out against Kelly in the Lifetime docuseries, Surviving R. Kelly. I stand behind these women 1,000% and believe them, know they are suffering and in pain, feel strongly that their voices should be heard and taken seriously. And here's what I'll tell you. I watched it. And it was one of these deals where I didn't have a lot to do, so I was like, I'm just curious. What's this? What's the hoopla? I remember it during the time, but I really forgot about it. So long story short, I watched it. I will tell you, this dude is a horrible guy. Horrible guy. He had a fixation with young girls between like the ages of say 13 to 18. A fixation. And that's who he was attracted to. And so Aaliyah, whom he married, was probably underage or barely 18. I know she was young when he met her, and she was building a career probably through his help. But man, the dude was just amazingly, let me just give you kind of the net of it. So he finds these young girls, have sex with them, debase them in every way that he possibly could, and then he would say, you know, look, call me daddy, I'm going to move you into my house, and he kept them from talking to each other, kept them away from their family. They called it the cult of R. Kelly. And it was the you know, young, pretty girl. So he goes to trial because they have a video of him, you know, how do I put this, urinating on a young girl who's, I think they said she was 13 or 14, and having her perform all kinds of sexual acts. And they didn't show the video in the thing, but they showed it to the jurors. And the girl's family said, that's not her. You know, like the parents. Now her, I guess it was her cousin who introduced the young girl to R. Kelly, said, I know that's my cousin. And I feel bad because I introduced her, and she's the one that was trying to get him convicted. Well, when her brother, who played guitar for R. Kelly, said, that's not my cousin. Long story short, he gets off. This trial happened in mid, you know, like 2008 or something, 2005. So he gets off. But here's what I want you to understand. Why am I talking about this? This is a black R&B singer who's like the Weinstein or Harvey Weinstein of the music industry. People know it. All these people know this. They know what he's been accused of. They've seen. I mean, it's all. This is like street knowledge, okay? And none of them do anything. They're collaborating. They're collaborating with him. They're making songs with him. And so, anyway, he gets off of this charge. There was a young girl there who was like 14 at the time, skipping school because her mother was a latchkey, and she's a latchkey kid. Her mom was a single mom. She's skipping school to go be at the trial. And I believe in R. Kelly. 2 years after the trial, she and R. Kelly get together, and she becomes one of these girls who's held captive in his mansion. And she's on the road with him, and et cetera. And she becomes one of the R. Kelly girls. And I'm just kind of giving you the thing. Now, and by the way, he's flirting with this girl during the trial. People are like, are you kidding? Dude, you're on trial for targeting young minor girls, and here you are flirting with a 14-year-old girl. So anyway, he gets off. 2 years later, he's with this girl. No exaggeration. Now, people that are his handlers are telling him, they're saying, Kelly's telling me, man, I don't know what it is. And by the way, he videotapes all of his encounters with these girls. And he says to one of his handlers, I don't know what my obsession is with videotaping these girls, but he goes, I can't stop, and it's going to get me in trouble. And his handler's like, yeah, man, you need to stop. So he has an obsession not only to get these girls, all black girls, by the way, to get them and then to videotape them and, I guess, relive these scenarios. So here's my point. Everybody knows it. This is a black dude who is taking advantage of these beautiful young black babies, and they're not saying anything. Okay? Well, finally, he gets out of the trial, goes and starts dating this girl, and he tells her, by the way, she lied and said she was 19, but he could have easily gotten her ID. He knew she was only 16. So he says, look, you tell everybody you're 19, but act 21. That's what she said he told her. So she becomes one of his little cult slaves, whatever. And then she says, I see other girls. And we can't talk to our parents. We can't even talk to each other. We have our own room. They have to ask for permission to use the bathroom, to come downstairs. It's bizarre. So fast forward, a woman decides, okay, I'm going to target this guy. I want a thing called, I think they called it, what was it? Ban R. Kelly or don't play his music, whatever. So she goes after him. Now, I'm going to give credit to the Me Too movement here, because they had the lady that founded this movement. And here's why I'm telling you what I want to say about conservatism, where you can give credit where credit is due. So the founder of this movement says, a young lady that wasn't the founder said, we need to, you know, ban R. Kelly, boycott R. Kelly. So she goes out and she says, you know, why are you playing this sexual predator's music and so on and so forth? But she can't get anybody to listen to her, so she gets the Me Too movement lady who calls Tom Joyner, who's, 100 radio stations all black around the country, and Tom Joyner knows the story and says, yeah, I'll quit playing his music. So they quit playing his music. They then start this boycott, or and it's got a different hashtag, but she says, I don't want him playing in concert venues. So they start boycotting his concert venues. And they, you know, he can't play L.A., he can't play Chicago, he can't play these big venues. And he's like, I don't understand, I haven't been convicted of anything, et cetera, et cetera. I got one more story to tell, too. But they banned that. Then they said, now we got to go after his digital. So they go after his digital, you know, the Spotify and Pandora and all these things. They have made this dude's life miserable, and rightfully so. And but here's what's interesting. All these black women, the people who knew what he was doing, they hadn't said a word. All these people, men who worked with him, black men, who knew what he was doing to these women. And then in the documentary, they said, this wouldn't have happened if it had been a white girl. If he'd been doing this to white girls. And I'm going, really? You want to take this racial? Let me ask another question. Do you think he would have gotten away with it had he been white? And the answer, of course, is no way. One other quick story. Turay, who was at the time working for BET, he does an interview with R. Kelly once he gets out of the case. And he says to him, well, listen. I've obviously been accused of liking these young girls. Do you like teenage girls? And Saray says, I'm thinking he's going to say, no, of course not. And he goes, I would move on to the next tougher question. He goes, his handler jumped in and says, you can't answer that question. And R. Kelly goes, no, let me answer. And he goes, and he goes on to say something along the lines of, well, what age teenager are we talking about? And Turay is like, I'm incredulous to believe that this guy doesn't get this. You know, what's going on here? And he goes, 19 years old. I like 19-year-old girls. But I don't, if you're talking about underage girl, and Turay's like, I couldn't believe he said this. He goes, this was my softball question. And he failed. Then that's when the whole thing, you know, kind of tumbled down. Anyway, worth seeing. The hypocrisy of the left is what I wanted to highlight.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I feel like I rushed through this R. Kelly thing, and I wasn't going to cover it more than one segment, but I think it's too important. It's too important. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. He's an R&B singer. Black singer. Most of you probably don't even know who he is. You don't know, don't care. But this story is important, and I'll tell you why. Because it goes to showcase the hypocrisy of leftism in ways that quite frankly, you don't get a chance to examine very often. This is a guy who is an accomplished guy. But by the way, couldn't read. His second wife taught him how to read. She said, you know, we became endeared to one another because here's a guy who had so much other talent, you know, musically, could put words together in the most amazing ways, but he couldn't read. So she teaches him how to read. He was just a prodigy of talent. And he could make songs out of nothing, out of thin air, I swear. If you know, if you did follow him as an artist, you'd understand what I'm talking about. Just think, almost, think Elvis. If you, you know, for you white folks out there, he's just an amazing singer-songwriter. So he's out there, and people wonder what's going on with him because he's got this propensity for these young girls. And they're thinking, well, as he grows, he'll grow out of it. But he didn't. And so they're watching him take these young girls, you know, for promise them music careers. And essentially, it's all sexual predation. He's a predator. So he gives them record deals. And so it was funny. As you watch this special, it's called Surviving R. Kelly. As you watch the special, you see all the coddling of him. People doing investigations, but they called him the Teflon guy. I mean, he was the black Bill Clinton. You couldn't make anything stick because he'd go offer people a record deal. He'd offer you money. And so they found, finally, one person in Chicago, an investigative reporter, found all these cases that were settled out of court where R. Kelly's just buying these people off. Meanwhile, blacks are going to his concerts in droves. But here's what's funny about it. There was a contingent of blacks who go, this dude is a sexual predator. R. Kelly, you're ruining black women. And then there's another contingent going, look, I come here to see him sing. I don't really care about what he do in his personal life. And you have that contingent. And others going, hey, there's two sides to every story. And things like this. So it was a rift inside of the black community. Now, meanwhile, Hollywood, the entertainment community, are making songs with him. Chance the Rapper comes back after the fact. He's another guy you probably don't know, but he's a big name in the rap community. I feel bad I made a song with R. Kelly. You know how many people made songs with R. Kelly? Dozens. Dozens. He was a prolific songwriter. So, by the way, don't feel sorry for him, because when he wasn't singing his own songs, he is writing songs for other people, so he's going to get residuals from that. He'll be okay. But this is a guy that the entertainment community, and I'm not talking about the black entertainment, just everybody knew what was happening with R. Kelly. These allegations were public. The I Believe Her movement apparently hadn't taken shape when girl after girl after girl was accusing this prolific talent of being a sexual predator, targeting young teenage black girls, and they tried to make it racial. They said this case would have gotten more coverage had the girls been white. And get this, the jury, they had a video, and I said this earlier in the broadcast, they had a video of R. Kelly urinating on a 14-year-old girl, the girl who had been introduced to him by one of his backup singers, you know, who had respect for R. Kelly, and she saw her cousin, and she says, I know that's my cousin. I know her. Another girl who had been in a threesome with her said, I know that girl. I know her personally. I mean, and intimately. They knew who she was, 14-year-old girl. So they've got the video of all of this, and on the jury are four black folks that are on this jury. So there's eight white folks, or eight other, and four black folks. R. Kelly gets acquitted. And what do the black folks say? Oh, this is racial. So now I want you to understand both sides of the issue. If he got convicted, there would have been black people going, it's racial. If he got freed, there would have been black people going, which they did, it's racial. And there were four black people on the jury. Now, I don't know if you know the song, I Believe the Children Are Our Future, Teach Them Well and Let Them Lead the Way. The greatest, you know, love of all, right? So, black folks will come out with things like Black Lives Matter. Well, during this time, they had a thing called Black Girls Matter. That's what they were protesting R. Kelly with Black Girls Matter. I want you to understand the origin of all these things we're talking about. And I said at the end of the last segment where I talked about people talking about, oh, well, if this were white girls, R. Kelly would have been convicted. No, I don't think that mattered. The girl's parents said, that's not our daughter. Her brother said, that's not my sister. And on, different family members go, that's not her, that's not her, that's not her. So they had a case where the so-called victim is going, that's not me. So how are you going to convict this guy? So I don't care who, it could have been white girls or whatever. If nobody's there to say, that's me, it would have been tough to convict them. So it wasn't that. But I ask another simple question. What if it had been a white guy? What would have happened? Now, I will answer the question and say, if it was a white guy with black girls or white girls and no victim, I think he would have gotten free as well. But what do you think would have been the societal implications of a white artist, let's say Eminem, who's taking advantage of young black girls? He's got a propensity around young black girls. How fast would his career have ended? All this happened, over a decade ago. And R. Kelly, they as I said, they called him a Teflon guy because none of it was sticking. They couldn't make any of it stick. And so he was exonerated. And then he picks up with a girl who was 14 at the time during the trial, 16 after the trial, because the thing dragged on for quite a while. Well, they met up when she was 16. And she became one of those girls. But I want to stay focused on the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is, while there's all these cries of race, racism, the core is this. You have a black man who's a star, who's taking advantage of young black women. Everybody knows. Family of these girls know. Friends of these girls know. People in the entertainment community know. People throughout all of the food chain of this leftism, I mean, that's what this is. They all know. And they keep serving it up. They keep letting this guy get away with it. They keep selling out his concerts. They keep buying his records. They keep playing his music on the radio, streaming services, etc. And finally, the Me Too movement finally steps in to their credit, and they say, enough is enough. Now, they did it, but as a black lady, I forget her name, but she's one of the founders of the Me Too movement. She says, it was racially motivated. I think had it been white girls, she wouldn't have cared. I'll be honest with you. She's a black lady. I don't think she would have cared. But it was black girls. So she was prompted by another lady to get involved, and the Me Too movement got involved, rightfully so. And they are now chasing R. Kelly. I mean, they're making his life miserable. And good for them. But I want you to understand, the very people who claim they want to help kids, they want to help women, they want to help the downtrodden, they want to, make people pay, they allowed this to happen. Now, let's go over to us as conservatives. What would I have done? I don't know anything about R. Kelly. I didn't know a thing about him other than I know his music. I liked, some of his music, etc. As I watched that show, I was appalled. I immediately said, this guy is he's a thug and a gangster and a pedophile, one of the worst human beings I've ever seen. I would never listen to his music. I wouldn't promote a concert of his or anything in any way, shape, or form. And it was instantaneous. And I believe 99.9% of the people listening to me, you would be right with me. You'd say, there is no way I would condone this. We would have been after this guy from the moment we started hearing these allegations. But they did nothing. That's how leftism works.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.